Mayor Buddy Dyer has installed multi-sex bathrooms in City Hall.
Come on, people, show your support.
And now, a man that's just trying to get a toilet in the studio. Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update.
Well, it's flow, 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 the hurricane. And it's looking like it's gonna cause some pain. Danger is what's in store. Get your sandbags and stay indoors.
Here comes flow, 140 miles an hour, sustained winds. Could approach Category 5 at any moment, we don't know. But it seems like we're doing the best to be ready.
Safety of American people is my absolute highest priority. We are sparing no expense.
I'll find a way to blame you, that's all right. That's what
it's crazy. But I'm glad he's prepared. Good for him.
Yeah, FEMA's on the... The problem is the hurricane has kind of slowed down a little bit as far... Not the speed of the wind, but the direction it's going in. And it's also turned a little bit south. So now it could even hit South Carolina and parts of Georgia,
right.
Yeah, I got a live feed from the Weather Channel.
Oh, boy.
Wow, look at him running around.
No good.
All right, local cruiser headed up there from Florida, from Orange County.
Ooh. This is Orange County and the state of Florida paying it forward. During Hurricane Irma and many other hurricanes and brush fires in the past, the state of Florida has reached out to other states for assistance. This is our opportunity to return that favor. So North Carolina has been there for us, and now we're there for them.
All right, so remember the guy that got bitten by the alligator because he chased his golf disc into the water, the frisbee? He made national news yesterday. We kind of ignored the story because it was like, dumbass.
Right.
35-year-old guy was bitten by an 11-foot alligator chasing his frisbee into the water in Clearwater.
Paramedics took him to the hospital. We're told he's expected to be okay. Trappers removed an 11-foot alligator from that lake. FWC also trapped a smaller gator tonight, who said it displayed friendly behavior.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want to lose, those discs are expensive. They're a few bucks. And
Is he not from Florida? Does he not know you don't do that?
No, I think he is. I think he's a resident Clearwater. Yep. And I guess he's, like most of us, I did the same stupid thing chasing a dog. Girlfriend's dog of all.
Oh, that's right. You swam with it above your head, you told us, and he starts turning your way.
Yeah, I jumped into the water to save the dog, and the dog already turned around, so I'm the dumbass.
That's so funny.
Gator's coming towards me.
Yeah, but your girlfriend had a lot going on for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely worth it. Florida Fish and Wildlife is handling the investigation, but he's going to be okay, and there you go.
Did he bite his arm off? What happened? What's the injury?
It chewed him a little bit.
Oh, okay.
A little masticating.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, Flagler County authorities said a man followed a Target customer Saturday from the store to steal a Twinkie the Kid Funko Pop figure from him.
Oh, I didn't know they made a Funko Pop. Yeah.
My understanding, the guy that was doing the hitting knew that it was coming out that day, and he wanted to get it, and I guess they got in the store and got one before he did.
Yeah, 41-year-old man and a 64-year-old mom. Oh, great. Shopping at the store there, the Funko Pop character was at the store. The woman found and purchased the figure and left the store while her son was buying another item. She said she noticed the man who deputy said later attacked her and her son near the store in the toy section. Wow. Over, what is this thing?
A Funko Pop. You know what Funko Pop is?
No.
They're like a little figurine.
Yeah, and they have them of different characters, and they got a big head and little body.
And this one's Hostess Twinkie?
I guess it's the Twinkie one, yeah.
Yeah.
He threw her on the pavement there in the parking lot, and he was hitting on her, and he was holding her down. The passenger got out, and I heard him say, "Get off my mom."
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Get off.
I wanted that toy.
It's 10 bucks. It's 150 online, so I guess that's why.
When you see the mugshot of the guy, he's a big dude, huge beard. Last person you'd expect to be trying to steal a toy from an old lady and her kid.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you do that?
How do you take yourself seriously? I want that Twinkie the Kid.
Right.
It's not autographed by Twinkie the Kid.
All right. Word is that NASA is investigating the possibility of selling naming rights to their rockets, spacecrafts, and spacesuits.
Oh, come on.
So it's going to look like a NASCAR taking off into the air?
That's right.
Gotcha.
So the astronauts are going to come out in a bunch of brightly colored patchwork things covered in logos?
Rocket could be an Amazon X9 Galactic Cruiser or the Starbucks Frappuccino Rocket. They're not kidding.
Just is it the 1-800 Camping World rocket?
Oh, God. Now, if they were smart, what they would do is not sponsor just the rockets and the suits. They would sponsor the countdown because that's when everybody's really paying attention.
Oh, true. Yeah.
This is what it would be like.
Mission Control, we are a go. Daddy for launch of the Rocket Raccoon rocket. Snapple T, minus 10, minute abs. 9, lives cat food. Kaopect 8, 7, 11. Motel 6, 5, dollar footlongs. Connect 4, by Hasbro. 23, and me. 2, for one cell phones at Verizon. A, 1, steak sauce. We have liftoff. Brought to you by Lyft, your rideshare company. The Rick Stacy Show.